This is Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails. Well, last week we went snowshoeing in Arizona's winter high country together. This week, let's head out for an overnighter on the snow. I recently went to the north rim of Grand Canyon and spent 5 days and four nights camping. My friends and I encountered significantly deeper snow than we had anticipated. But once it's deep enough for snowshoes, the depth is not much of an issue. You just have to stay on top of it. The first consideration for winter camping is your attitude. When traveling on cross-country skis or snowshoes, you cannot afford to be excessively goal-oriented. Figure that covering one half the ground you might without snow will be a good full day. I find 3 to 4 miles of snowshoeing with a pack outfitted for winter to be reasonable for beginners. And do go with someone experienced with winter camping for your first try at this. Be prepared to stop and adjust gear as needed. And remember, you are there to enjoy yourself. Next, you need to carefully consider your gear selection. Snow camping is no place for inferior equipment. Boots should be well treated to repel water, as the snow will melt on contact and try to seep in when the weather is sunny. Have multiple layers of clothing. You'll need layers for morning, evening, and when at rest. The layers should be easy to remove to avoid overheating when you are in motion. I generate so much heat that I'm comfortable in a t-shirt in below freezing weather while on the move with a full pack. I tend to sweat looking uphill, though. The main thing is that you need to vent perspiration efficiently. You don't want it to build up in your clothing, as it will make you cold when you stop moving. Oh yes, and don't forget to stick with all synthetics and wool. Mountaineers say cotton kills when on the snow. Cotton does not dry out easily, and moist clothes suck your body heat away. Camping gear also needs to be of the highest quality. A tight four-season tent, a sleeping bag rated for temperatures below what the forecast is predicting, a full-length sleeping pad which will provide complete insulation from the snow is also indicated here. Lastly, you need to practice an important skill beforehand, making a campfire. If you attempt to make a campfire directly on the snow surface, the heat will melt the snow below, which will wick up into your wood and douse the fire. Find a couple of forked branches about the diameter of a cardboard paper towel tube and arrange them like a grill 6 to 8 inches above the snow. These will be your foundation for a fire up in the air. Create a little nest of finger-sized twigs on top of the forked branches. Now you are ready to put fine kindling on top of your little nest. Next come some finger-sized branches, and then a little larger. Give plenty of room for air to circulate while arranging the wood in a way that allows the heat to be absorbed by adjacent pieces of fuel. I find a little bit of stove fuel sprinkled on top to be helpful, especially in windy conditions. Don't get carried away with that fuel, though. A melted parka is a drag. So now you have good shelter, warm clothes, a warm fire, some good eats, and hopefully a couple of buddies that are nearly as crazy as you to share the Irish cream in the hot cocoa. Isn't it incredible how bright the stars are on the snow, even without a moon? Looking forward to seeing you on the trail. This has been Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails.